Hello and welcome to my talk of the moon's notes. They're not physical objects in the sky like the planets. The nodes are two points where the moon's orbital plane around the Earth intersect and cross the sun's path of eclipse. The north node moves northwards, rising above the sun's path. And the south node is where the moon's orbital plane crosses the ecliptic, heading south, and dips below the sun's path. So, are you still with me? The north node represents your current soul's journey. What are you here to learn? What awakens you? It is the key to unlocking your destiny on the journey back to source. Now, the south node has the knowledge and the wisdom of our soul's evolution over past lives. What have you already mastered? What feels familiar? Also, what do you cling to that you need to release in this lifetime? So hopefully, as I explain all the nodes and their axis, the polarities, it will give you some clear understanding of what your soul mission is. We start off with the nodes in Aries, the north node in Aries, and the south node in Libra. Now, the ruler of Aries is Mars, and the element is fire. So what is it in this lifetime your soul asks for you and needs to learn and understand? Well, Aries is instinctive, it's courage, it operates on its own initiative, and there's a belief in self. You are the pioneer, and it's sovereignty, it's leadership. Your soul is learning to choose yourself first. And it's not selfish rebalancing this axis of the south node of Libra. You may have always put others first, putting your own needs aside and always allowed others to succeed. And putting others' happiness first before your own. You are here to work with the fiery creative energy of Aries. Here to forge a new path and for others to follow. However, on a positive note, you'll keep all those aspects of your Libra self notes. The relational intelligence, Libra's grace and beauty, influenced by its ruling planet, which is Venus, and Libra's diplomacy, a need for justice. And you are going to learn to weave the two polarities and integrate all their qualities. So be a leader who collaborates. Be the diplomat, but add Aries decisiveness. A truth teller with tact. And ignite others by living your own fire, your own passion. Be your own spark of creativity on this journey back to source. And move on. Now we come to the north node in Taurus. And the south node, past lives, is Scorpio. Now, the element of Taurus is Earth, and the ruling planet is Venus. So the north node in Taurus calls the soul towards simplicity, stability, grounding, and self-worth. It is about personal values, personal resources. It's the material world matter. The soul's direction now is asking for a life that is simple, rather than dramatic, because the south node is Scorpio and will have real past life patterns of emotional intensity, crisis, relational entanglements, you know, probably karmic. And you may need healing in this lifetime and in this incarnation. So choose to be stable, grounded, rather than chaotic. Taurus is the gardener. Plant, tend, and trust the seasons. Rooted in self-worth, basically value yourself and your gifts in this matter, and return to the body, sensuality. The Venus is beauty, pleasure. It's the path of healing, it's herbs, it's nature, and they're your medicine. You are now developing the ability to know you can survive in the physical, financial, and material world. Scorpio is the past and that as we know, is power dynamics, holding power, losing power, learning not to give your power away. It's deep, intimate relationships with others. And it's about joint finances. You may have depended on others financially. You may have lost your resources at the hands of others. Again, what has to be resolved and healed in this lifetime? What is the polarity of the nodes teaching you? Your relationship becomes healthier when you're rooted in your own value. Intuition becomes clearer when your nervous system is calm. Your magic becomes stronger when your body is safe. So Scorpio South Node has taught you gifts, psychic perception, depths of intimacy, emotion intelligence. You miss nothing. You are switched on. And Taurus North Node gives you self-worth, stability, sovereignty. And together they create a soul who is deep but not drowning in emotions, powerful but not controlling, intuitive and grounded. We move on now to the North Node in Gemini, the ruler Air, the ruling planet Mercury, a messenger. Now this is the path of the curious. You savour the process of discovery. Ask questions, gather information, explore nuance, keep an open mind, learn good communication skills and how to relate socially. Your South Node in Sagittarius may have been the wise sage, the righteous crusader, the philosopher, the nomad. What is the Gemini North Node asking of you now? Teach all the knowledge you have acquired over many lifetimes, not with the arrogance of a lecturer that no student is allowed to ask questions, but in clear terms that people understand. Share your beliefs for others to see a different perspective and teach in a way that makes it accessible to all. Step into the beginner's mind. Become the student. Become a gatherer of stories, facts and lived experiences. Your growth comes from listening more than lecturing. Asking questions instead of assuming. Be playful and adaptable. The nodal axis is about becoming a bridge. Be the someone who can translate big spiritual truths into everyday language. That light bulb moment for those who have struggled with a concept, and all of a sudden, you have helped them understand. My advice to anyone with a North Node in Gemini, stay curious. We move now into Cancer for your North Node. And the South Node is Capricorn. Now remember, Cancer is the moon, it's the mother. So the North Node in Cancer. You are learning to develop nurturing abilities within the family, your ancestors. It's about your roots. Your soul shifting from your South Node Capricorn, ruler Saturn, which has been self-sufficiency, achievement, concerned with status, and not relating to one's inner needs. Capricorn South Node's past life masteries was also included. Responsibility, stoicism, being the one who has to hold everything together, self-reliance, sometimes the point of isolation, and carrying the burdens alone. The Cancer North Node is now inviting you to nurture relationships. Families matter more than status. Softness, gentleness as a strength, not a weakness. Create a safe space for you and your family. Rest, feel held and safe. You are the guardian of the hearth, archetype of the emotional wisdom, nourishment and the lunar magic. Now, Capricorn's mastery, the earth, that authority, that clarity, their grounding, and the Cancer qualities your soul wants to experience, combine the two. Let your intuition lead your work. Let your heart be seen without its armour. Let yourself receive as much as you give. This is the axis of the sacred mother. Capricorn, the earth mother. And Cancer, the moon and the fabric. Now, we have the north node in Leo and the south node in Aquarius. And the ruling planet for Leo, of course, is the sun. The North Node is the love frequency. You are here to learn self-love. You need to develop one's own creativity, self-confidence, leadership capabilities, being seen as your true self, and how to claim your radiance without losing your humility. Trusting your unique voice, your style, your magic, heart-led leadership. Inspire through your warmth, presence, and charisma. Be the hero, the heroine of your own story, not just the facilitator for others. From the South Node in Aquarius to the North Node in Leo, you're learning to integrate your cosmic intelligence and into embedded, heart-centered expression, so the cosmic visionary becomes the creative artist. You do not abandon your Aquarian gifts, you infuse them with your warmth. Your soul's path has been in Aquarius, which has been objectivity, detachment, prioritizing the collective over self, intellectual, intuition, ruler. Is Uranus, high wisdom, insights arriving like lightning, observing rather than fully participating. The soul is learning to trust your individuality. It's not a disruption to the collective, of which you have devoted to in past like incarnations. You are now a warm, joyful, creative soul. You are gift. We move on now to the North Node in Virgo and the South Node in Pisces, and the Virgo element is Earth and the ruler is Mercury, the messenger. Your soul is moving from the mystical sensitivity of your past life in Pisces to the practical mastery of Virgo. You know how to merge dream and surrender through your South Node. Now you are being asked to focus, organize, and do the work in the path of service. Virgo is the medicine for this lifetime. Discernment, seeing what is real. Skill building, repetition, craft, competence. And routine and order, creating systems suit your well-being. Practical service, healing in a measurable way to fix a problem. Treating the physical world as sacred. Remember, the element is earth. You are an earth healer. And what is your soul learning to master? Finishing tasks instead of just drifting. Creating boundaries instead of just merging. Bring clarity compassion, choosing responsibility over avoidance, clear communications, remember, showing up consistently, grounding your spiritual gifts, teaching others to take responsibility for their own health. The Gris from Pisces have been the past, deep empathy, spiritual instinct, compassion, but now being anchored in Virgo. The nodal axis brings spirit into form and to support the collective consciousness in clear, grounded service. We move on now, because now the polarity has changed. Now the North Node is Libra, Aries, and the ruler of Libra is Venus. The element is air. This nodal axis is the journey from the warrior in Aries to the diplomat, self-reliance to cooperation, collaboration. And remember, the Aries North Node, you came from, you were fierce independence, courage, pioneering spirit. But now, the shadow aspect can show up as you're used to doing everything alone, and difficulty accepting support and help. Once again, we are not being asked to abandon your Aries South Node gifts. We're being asked to refine them through your Libra North Node, the soul's direction. And you are being asked to shift from, I must do this alone, to, we can create something better together. The Libra North Node calls you to create beauty, balance, and fairness. And seeing life through the eyes of another, their perspective. Choosing harmony over conflict. Listen as deeply as you speak. The Libra North Node, again, this is the soul that has been the warrior. Now the task is to keep the courage, hold on to the creative fire, just soften at the edges. Use your courage in service of connection. Let your fire become warmth than the battle. Allow the axis to awaken vocational calling, a mediator, a counsellor, and guide groups into harmony. Teach how to balance, align your spiritual, physical, emotional well-being, as well as others. Study law, justice, it's the scales of Libra, for the good of all, and again, the North Node is in Scorpio, and the ruler is Pluto, and Scorpio is water. You have come from Taurus, that's your past life, and you have mastered groundedness, steady, calm, self-sufficiency, and taken care of yourself, practically and materially. You value beauty, sensuality, nature. The shadow aspects that you may have brought through may release it. So it may be possessive, and it's a fear of loss, so you protect. Resistance to change, even when it is necessary, and avoidance of emotional intensity. Now you're in Scorpio. The soul seeks depth, passion, intimacy, surrender. Wants to grow through emotional courage, no more avoiding. Again, letting go of attachments, possessions, when you need to move on and evolve. It's alchemy, it's rebirth, it's Pluto. Mystery and psychology, the unseen, will draw you. Go deeper, risk change, let life reshape you. Stop clinging to what feels safe. Allow intimacy to change you. And share resources. Taurus is the I, Scorpio is us. Partnerships. Now, having grounded yourself from your South Node Taurus, we are ready to explore the mysticism of esoteric. So step into your power as a healer, guide, or alchemist. The nodal axis is often found in people who become mystics, shadow workers, people who help transform others, because they have done it to themselves. You can guide others through transition, because ruler is about death and rebirth. It is the alchemy of the soul. So, hold on to your hat. Embrace the journey into Scorpio. North Node, Sagittarius, South Node, soul path is now moving away from knowledge into wisdom. You have mastered Gemini's gifts, quick thinking, adaptability, curiosity. Now, your growth lies in truth, commitment, faith, the courage to own and stand up for your beliefs. I know what I stand for. You are learning to embody, and you're speaking from conviction, not from doubt. Seek deeper meanings rather than more data. As a commitment to a path, a vision, or your soul mission. Speak from a place of higher consciousness. It's the cosmic perspective. Now, the galactic center is at 27 degrees in Sagittarius. So many of my clients are emissaries, ambassadors for the Galactic Federation, and they're here to serve humanity. So your growth comes from speaking honestly and directly, building relationships rooted in shared beliefs, ethics, and vision. Shine your light and guide others on their spiritual path. So are you drawn to write, publish books, do a podcast, be of service to humanity and the collective consciousness? You are the spiritual warrior. Do not let anyone. South Node is Cancer. You are now being asked to walk from soft emotional moonlight waters of Cancer to sovereign mastery, conscious leadership. The ruling planet is Saturn. You are now cultivating emotional maturity. You seek responsibility, authority rather than dependency. You're a clan leader, grounded, wise, and trustworthy. A tribe protector, the wise elder. Achievements come after hard work and endurance. The essence from your South Node Cancer is deeply lunar. You know how to nurture, protect, and create belonging, and you also know about how to create a safe haven. Naturally intuitive, empathic, you will have been the emotional anchor. This is the access of the sacred adult. Build something lasting, a body of work that supports others. Trust your own authority. Make decisions from clarity rather than emotional obligation. Claim the right to be ambitious. It's not ego. It is the soul's path. It wants the experience. Be the architect of your own destiny. Your Cancer past gives you heart. Your Capricorn future gives you backbone. So stand tall in yourself. The North Node now in Aquarius. And your South Node Leo. A soul journey from the warm, charismatic centre of the stage, Leo, to the cool, visionary, humanitarian Aquarius. You're being asked to evolve towards collaboration, equality, unity, embracing diversity. You're being liberated from having to be the one, to contribute to something much larger than yourself. Explore unconventional topics. Uranus rules Aquarius, so channel higher knowledge from the cosmos. Here to make a difference and help humanity ascend to a higher level of consciousness. The Aquarian North Node asks, what can I do to contribute to the future without needing the spotlight? Growth comes from friendships, communities, groups. Equality, we all matter. Shared vision of the golden age. Intellect connection, mutual contribution. The innate gifts of your South Node Leo, warmth, creativity and generosity. Ruling planet wants the sun. And it will warm the heart of your Aquarian vision. It's asking, live by more universal humanity principles. Be a visionary with heart. And finally, we come to the North Node. North Node in Pisces is surrender now into the mystical, the compassionate field, the dreamer, the poet. Your soul's direction now moves towards trusting the unseen. Pisces is the ocean. Remember, the ruling planet is Neptune, it's water. So feel instead of fix, merge instead of separate, channel rather than analyze. Virgo's gifts serve your Pisces North Node, who are called into service to heal. Although boundaries that do not allow your energies to dissipate, go careful, you will become exhausted. So boundaries are absolutely necessary in order to keep healthy. Time alone may be also needed to perfect your spiritual practice and skills. Virgo holds tension. Pisces dissolves it. So they make a soul connection to heal the nervous system in your lifetime. Recalibrate it. Take the foot of the accelerator. That is the sympathetic nervous system. And gently apply the brakes of the parasympathetic nervous system. So it is not just a mystical path you're on, it's somatic, it's physical. Breathe slowly and deeply. And allow the healing waters of Pisces to flow through you. Allow the body to soften and align to your own natural rhythm. Live your life from compassion, imagination, intuition, spiritual attunement. Embrace the Piscean essence. It's transformation through surrender rather than force. Go with the flow. You're finished. We're done. So, in conclusion, the nodes are a map, a compass, to give you a clearer direction on your soul's journey. Personal growth is essential on your ascension path to source. For those who already know where the nodes are, I hope this has helped. And if you don't know where they are, go online and find an astrology website that has an ephemeris the day you were born. You should be able to find their placements. And for anyone who would like a deeper understanding of their birth chart and their spiritual path, I am a solar astrologer. I can draw up your natal chart and we can discuss it in more detail. Your soul's wounds, your soul's mission. Ema has my contact details. So thank you so much for listening.